I'm here with the insane clown posse.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Sweet!
Oh, yeah!
Sweet!
Yes!
Woo!
So tell me, how did you guys get started?
Well, Dick, it all began long time ago, 1972. That's right. It all began... We were living in Southwest Detroit, rapping, making rap songs, and handing them out in the neighborhood. Then we came across a guy named Alex Abbas, who owned a record store. Tell him what happened, Shags. We gave him the record. He liked the record. He sold the record. Ah! Avalanche from there on. Fortune, fame, money, Hollywood parties, bitches, famous women, drugs, sex, and rock and roll! Ow! Woo!
I see. What is this dark carnival anyway?
The dark carnival? Horses, wagons, Southwest juggalos, ringmasters, freak shows, sideshows, fat ladies, skinny ladies, bearded ladies, short ball-headed midget guys, fucking hermaphroditical motherfuckers. It's all there, but it only creeps at night, Dick. It don't move around except for at night. When you're asleep, it creeps and sets up tent in your backyard. That's right, you're dead asleep, and your mom is at the carnival, getting her fat ass lopped into pieces, shredded like shredded wheat. Getting smashed all over the fucking lawn! And your dog's out there eating it! Cause he thinks it's food, you fucker!
The Dark Carnival is the ghetto's dream, which one day is going to be twisted into reality, motherfucker.
Making stops in all the richest neighborhoods. No more killing each other in the ghetto, friends. No more torturing ourselves, Dick. It's all gonna happen to them, the richies, cause every carnival travels from city to city, town to town, and so will the dark carnival. I promise you, Dick! Next question.
What's this about Joker's cards? What's the next Joker's card gonna be?
Well, let me tell you, Dickie Poo, the next Joker's card is gonna follow right in suit with the dead carnival. And the next Joker's card is...
The Great Malenko. You see, my friends, there will be 6 Joker cards in all. The first one, 1991, the Carnival of Carnage. The second one, 1993, the Ringmaster. The third one, 1995, the Riddle Box. And up next is the fourth Joker's card, the Great Malenko. Once all 6 Joker cards have landed, once all 6 have unleashed, what will happen? Scream in my ear again and I'll punch your fucking face. Now, as I was saying, the fourth Joker's card is the Great Malenko, the caster of illusions, the master of the art of using magic without magic. He is... The Great Malenko.
How do you guys feel about other rappers dissing you?
Well, I saw something slick, Dick. I went to the mountaintop, and I seen the top of the mountaintop. I went to the bottom of the ocean, and I fought some fucking whale.
Dick, to be honest, I could give a fuck less. The rock and rollers diss us because we don't string guitars on stage. The rappers diss us because everybody mosh pits in the fucking crowd. I don't give a fuck less. Everybody dissing can suck my dick. I got 2 balls in my nutsack, 1 for the East Coast and 1 for the West Coast. Because this is Detroit, Dick. And that's where the wicked clowns are from. Everybody else can suck a nut.
Next question comes in two parts. Where do you guys see yourselves in 10 years and in 30 years?
Let's see, Dick. In 10 fucking years,
We'll be opening up the washed-up, whack-ass fucking rapper tour, the Whoop There It Is What The Fucking Gin Tour.
That's right. Opening for Vanilla Ice,
Young MC,
and fucking Tone Loc. And there's ICP. Play right the fuck out, doing old hits that never were hits, Dick. I don't think we're gonna be famous. We're gonna be fucking washed up and play right the fuck out.
Now, 30 years, how in the fuck are we supposed to see that far in the future, Dick?
Dick, you're a dick. You ask stupid questions, Dick, and I'm gonna powerbomb your fucking head in the thumbtack.
Pardon me. Moving right along. How did you guys hook up with Mike Clark?
Dick, take some of that fucking echo off your voice. I can barely understand you. Now, Mike E. Clark, the greatest fucking producer of mankind. See, Mike Clark used to produce mega hits. Linda Ronstadt, fucking Bee Gees, Juice Newton. And we love that shit. Do we love that shit, Shaggy?
We fucking love it. So anyways, we see Mike Clark sitting in the alley smoking pebbles, pick his fucking dusty ass off, kick him in the ass and put him in the studio.
And then he makes mega hits. We make Juice Newton sound like a bitch. We make fucking the village people sound like the country people. We make fucking, who was the other one I said?
The bitches sound like the CBs.
That's right. And that's all due thanks to Mike Clark. We dusted the dust off his ass, put him on the board, and he's back in a physics. Yeah,
one good swift kick of the balls, and he's back in shape, motherfucker.
And mega hits, mega hits, mega hits for mega tits. That's what we make, Dick.
Why does the group degrade rednecks?
Well, Dickie boy, it all started long ago. I was having gang troubles at the house. Mom wasn't too happy with it, so she sent me down south to live with my brother in North Carolina, who was in the Army. And what happened there was a whole new world for me, Dickle. What happened there was I lived in a trailer park with a guy that looked like Elvis, and I had a George Strait poster on my wall. I said, can I take it down? And he told me no. And I saw redneck Dick. I saw all types of shades of red on people's necks. I saw pink necks. I saw purple necks. And everything in between, Dick. I fucking hate rednecks. They sit on the porch and pick corn out of their toes and chew it and have the fucking balls, the red balls, to diss people in Detroit. People in every major city. They say, well, you know, boy, those fucking city folks, you need to live out here with us in the country and get you an education, when he's fucking his brother's little sister. It's that fucking nasty, Dick. Fuck redneck. Fuck him. I'll kill him. Bitches, fuck him, motherfuckers. Calm down.
Now for some questions direct from the ICP hotline. Jeff Watson from Cleveland, Ohio wants to know, what are your guys' real names and age?
Well, on the record, they call me Shags. That's what people call me. But my real name is Stanky Twinkle Puss. And I'm 14 and a half years old, Jeff.
He's almost 15, though. In a couple more months, he'll be 15. And Jeff, my name on the record is Violent J. But my mother names me Donald Drinkwater. And I'm from, I'm from Detroit. And I'm 42 years old, Jeff. Any more questions from the fans, Dick?
Nobody asked you where you were from, Don. Our next question is from David Foxworthy from Wyandotte, Michigan. He wants to know, do you guys know a guy named Rich Jones?
Rich Jones, huh?
Nah, bitch!
Rich Jones. Rich Jones.
You know, the name rings a bell. That's the guy that comes over to my house every morning and licks my balls! I don't know that fucker! Fuck you! And fuck him too, bitch!
Lisa Goldfarb from Denver, Colorado wants to know, does Too Dope have a girlfriend?
Well, Lisa, yeah, I gotta honestly say I do got a girlfriend.
Your fucking fat floppy ditty mama! I sneak in at night when she's sleeping, lay on her big fat titties and drink piping hot mocha! That's right! And I'm a witness to it, because I drive him every night. And he makes me wait outside in front of the fucking house in the car with the June bugs and mosquitoes biting at my balls all night. I know he's got a girlfriend and it's your mom, and she's a hell of a fat bitch. Lisa,
big titties too.
But I don't have a girlfriend. Why don't you ask me, a bitch? Nobody ever asked Violet J if they got a fucking girlfriend. Y'all a bunch of bitches. Fuck all of you bitches.
This next question is from Mandy Scrimger from Flint, Michigan. She wants to know, what's your stance on socio-economic problems in modern society?
Well, Mandy, I'm glad you asked. And Shaggy here's gonna answer it for you. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, Mandy, I would have to say the overcurvature of the fourth dimension multiplied by the sigma furta of the social curvature of the society's dimensions would have to be the sociopath of the abortion.
It's all because of the Republicans.
Right, and
the right to vote.
And the anti-demagogical
and pro-life
mortified cubicles.
That's right. Pro-choice is definitely
of the mortified
Shut the fuck up, right? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, bitch! Go back to school and learn yourself, you stupid bitch! Take that fucking question and stick it in your fucking alternative ass, you bitch! I wish that question was more than just words! I wish it was a rope so I could wrap it around your neck and fling your body all over the fucking neighborhood! And then take your face and fuck it!
Chris McElhaney from Elkhart, Indiana called to ask, what Violet J's home phone number is?
Chris! Get a pen. 313-259-5567. But don't call past 10 or my mom will get pissed and she'll ground me again and I won't be able to tour this summer.
Our final and most requested question is, what is the butterfly?
Well, Dick, before I answer this one, I want to thank you, Dick. And I want to thank all the people down with the clown.
You know, he's got a point, Dickface. I mean, if it weren't for all these people out here buying our shit, the cars wouldn't be shit. We ain't shit. Fuck you and fuck us.
That's right. If it wasn't for all you people, I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing now. Shit. But now I'll answer the question that everybody wants to know.
The butterfly.
That's right.
What the fuck is it?
The butterfly. You see, when I was a kid,
Mm-hmm.